everything that rocks.
Yeah. Good morning.
Get the bass up, man. It's Friday.
Get it. Yeah, get it. Get it. 6:42, Brock Hunter.
Morning. Good morning.
Oh, it does feel nice that it's Friday, man. I know it was a short week, so we can't really bitch, but it feels good to be here.
Short week. Friday. Yeah. The air is, you could smell it. You could smell the fall coming. You could feel it. You walk outside, you're like, oh,
brisk. Brisk.
That's the tail end.
Brisk. All right, we got to do enough of that horsing around. Let's do your rock news and rock history. Otherwise, I'm going to keep saying brisk. Real brisk.
All right, we get it. It's brisk. I know.
Brisk. All right, rock news and rock history time. Knock it off, Hunter.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, you're the problem. Eddie Van Halen. Excuse me. As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. You need your car, truck, SUV, whatever fixed. Breathe easy with AIR. Eddie Van Halen is the subject of yet another book. Eruption, Conversations with Eddie Van Halen is a 336-page long a book that contains more than 50 hours of interviews with Eddie, his family, and friends. Among the topics discussed are his childhood struggles as a son of a biracial and immigrant parents and his difficulties with the English language, his battles with social anxiety, which led to drug and alcohol abuse, his impact on the guitar industry, his relationships with David Lee Roth, Sammy Hagar, and Gary Cherone, his marriages, his relationship with his son, his 20-year fight against cancer, and so much more. Eruption, Conversations with Eddie Van Halen will be published on October 5th, the day before the first anniversary of his death from cancer at the age of 65. Now, this is not to be confused with another book on Eddie titled Eruption, which will also be published on September 23rd. Either way, if you go to the bookstore and you see two books with the title Eruption, you're going to get a good book, but just know that there's two different ones out there as well.
They got it on tape?
I figured you're probably not a big book reader, top to bottom, left to right kind of guy. I don't know if they have it on tape. I think it's all just...
They have it in a pop-up version?
A coloring book? No, Hunter, they don't. And you're a child. For everyone else who's not a toddler, again, add those to your book collection, your music memorabilia, because definitely going to be great reads about the late, great Eddie Van Halen.
Honestly, though, the audio books, he should read it. I think it's more personal. I don't know. There's something to it, you know, when the actual guy is reading it to you about his life.
Well, are you saying the author?
No.
Well, Eddie, not,
I know he's...
saying, it'd be a little late now.
I just meant, like, in general. Everybody that does a documentary, I feel like they should approach and be like, hey, you should probably, you know...
Yeah, read it yourself. It's better.
Read it yourself.
You want to hear from the horse's mouth. I get what you're saying. But, all right, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Now, you know what? You make him read it from heaven. That's what you
right
do.
There. Eddie, damn it! What are you doing? On this day in rock history, September 10th, 1950, Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry was born in Boston, Massachusetts. That's right. Hell of a guitarist. Had a little bit of a drug and alcohol problem back in the 70s, but he's clean
who
now.
Didn't? Who didn't?
That's true. To be fair, who didn't? That's right. That's right. So there you go. Happy birthday, Joe. That is your rock news and rock history for a Friday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.